Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Hamilton. I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. It's midweek and here we are doing a podcast. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. You have another 172 episodes to catch up on the whole podcast. So you do have your work cut out for you. And if you're joining us yet again and you're part of the Moto Kingdom, glad to have you back. We're taking it to Nigeria today and we're going to do it in a little bit. But just before we do that, if you do like this podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOMoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Let's do this.
The latest African album review is...
Fave became an internet sensation after doing freestyle videos on Twitter, and one of them went like super viral. Then she ran with it to become one of the top new acts, particularly in the last year. Rhythm 5, which is a new EP that I'm reviewing today, is a much anticipated debut project after a stellar 2021 with Baby Rhythm, which blew up on TikTok. So this is social media masterclass right here, from blowing up doing freestyles on Twitter to then having a hit single on TikTok, which just became a smash. I know a lot of acts who would love such a trajectory, but anyway, let's do this thing. Rhythm 5 is an EP, but a project nonetheless, and here we are. Here's my review. Rhythm 5 by Fave was released January 20th by Tumblr under exclusive license to Empower Africa Limited. It has 5 songs, 13 minutes 55 seconds of runtime, no features, and multiple producer placements, including Feel, NIPH Keys, Chris Beats, Sazzy Afro She, and Dummy. It is mixed and mastered by E. Kelly and Timmy J. The 5-pack, Rhythm 5, opens up with Obsessed, which takes a mellow feel with that Afro swing type sound that has taken over the entire Afro beats. An obsession like this isn't easy to tame, and it's all in the head, and good luck undoing it. There was a great vocal chop on this song or something that was lightly sprinkled all over, and it actually starts off the song, and it's really something that added a little something, yana. It's hard to place it, it's an intangible, but it's small things like that that can make the difference when placing a vocal chop, which probably is absolutely nothing to do with the song in itself, fills up the space and just makes it sound good. The same mellow feel is there on SMK, which is the next track, and this time there's more of the rhythm feel on that dancehall level, that Jamaican dancehall level. There are these majestic chords, violin and the swords, that really apply an elevated texture to this song and heighten with the vocals, especially on the chorus. It's like there's this build up that happens, and then when the verses come back down, they kind of died out. Super, super cool. Another love song, and I found the other song, Mr. Man, yes, Mr. Man, to have a more recognizable dancehall feel as well. So if you're somebody who's listened to dancehall, like the old dancehall, you kind of can feel it. I'm totally giving away my age here, but anyway. Kitolufe is even more relaxed, actually, and has a percolating drum sort of sound and a multi-layer snare that makes it fairly punchy considering the subdued nature of the song overall. And I really liked that because it's totally unpredictable, just something you wouldn't expect after listening to the first 2 songs or so. Beats wise, and I do have to talk about this, I loved the selection from Fave because Rhythm 5 really carries on from what the monster Baby Rhythm did. I mean, Baby Rhythm is on this Rhythm 5 anyway, but anyway, When asked in a Twitter AMA why she called this offering Rhythm 5, Fave responded saying it's 5 songs that give off their own rhythm vibe. So in essence, 5 different rhythms that come together to make a project. And not to argue with Fave on this, but there's actually so much more that unifies the 5 tunes as rhythms anyway, more than them just sounding like different beats, which they are. And that ties them together for how they sound. Her voice being the major one actually, but the instrumentation as another. Impressively, with each song produced by someone different, how on earth did Fave pull that off? One word, genius. That's what. It takes a musical genius to be able to get 5 different producers on one project, probably not even in the same room or whatever, but make it sound like it's one. Like, they conceptualized this in one sitting and they were like, yeah, we want this to sound like this. Let's start building this thing like from start to finish. They made it sound like that. I love it. A special shout out to Fave for the songwriting as well. I don't know if she's getting enough kudos for that yet, but yeah. Mr. Man for me was the one song that gave me some goosebumps just for the songwriting. When you listen to it and the lyrics, you're like, wait a minute, this is unique. An ultra powerful pen here that Fave possesses, and she's only getting started, so watch out. On the vocal side, Fave has a wonderful voice going for her, and boy can she use it well. She has her own sound for sure, and in many ways, the likes of Ira Starr and Thames, fellow stars that have actually come into their element in the last year or two as well, are in the lane that I would say she would occupy as well. Her sound is her own, especially when coupled with the beats she rides. Of course, of the 3 I mentioned, Thames probably has the most distinctly recognizable voice based on delivery and monster hits, of course, but Fave isn't far off either. She's got something special. Considering it is a short 5-pack EP, Rhythm 5 is an easy listen and a captivating one at that. The songs all occupy the same pocket, like I said, and Fave doesn't deviate from what one would expect without any, you know, monotony. She's not monotonous. You can listen to her over and over again. No way are you picking just one song from Rhythm 5. No way. They are all good and have immense potential as singles, actually, all of them. And they could do amazing things. Obviously, Baby Rhythm is your sing-along recognizable one, which I sang along to. But don't let that stop you from appreciating the rest. This is Fave firing warning shots for 2022 with Rhythm 5. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.